In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 11, letter number 3556, Baruch Hashem, the 15th day of Sivan Tovshin Tezvav, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is addressing this to the Anholos Yeshiva Temchet Mimim of Lod, that's the Yeshiva in Lod, and also the Anhola, the leadership of the Beit Sefer, the vocational school in the Holy Lands, Hashem Eleim Yichur Sholom Uvracha. So, the Rebbe was sent a list of the students that go to the vocational school. The Rebbe read through every letter with every specific. The Rebbe says there are several students there who are 13 or 14 year olds. But the Rebbe says it seems that this is a too young age to be satisfied with learning Kodesh, Limudei Kodesh, the holy parts of study, just for several hours a day, because the Bet Sefer LeMelacha, the vocational school, it was a more mostly or a lot of time was spent learning the trait, so they didn't devote so many time to the Limudei Kodesh. But the Rebbe says for a 13 and 14 year old, it's not enough to have only few hours and the rest of the day for these general studies. So the Rebbe says, even though that the Sephardim, which most of the boys wore, have not been used to learning so many hours, and perhaps the Rebbe says maybe they're even threatening that if you're not going to take them, these younger ones, they are going to move their children to another institution. So the Rebbe says also over here, as mentioned before, you need to try to persuade amongst the students that even after they've entered already the vocational school, that in the middle of their studies they should interrupt and they should learn for some time period, whether in Lod, Tel Aviv, and similar. So even if they're already in the vocational school, so they should not stay there all the time, but take a break and for some time go into the regular yeshiva in order to fulfill that which they are missing in the knowledge of Torah. So the Rebbe is not happy that 13 and 14 years old should not spend more time learning Kodesh to know more about the tradition, about Yiddishkeit. And the Rebbe says, if you're worried that people are not going to send their all to this yeshiva because if you don't accept them, but the Rebbe says, create an atmosphere within the yeshiva for the students to go and learn for time, sometimes back in the regular yeshivas. Then the Rebbe addresses about we read in previous letters about the buildings in Tiberias, in Tiberio, and the idea to open up a yeshiva over there. So the Rebbe says it appears that it's a very complicated from all sides, both the owners of the property, the owners of the structures, and in addition, it's a little bit difficulty, it's a little bit distance, and more. So the Rebbe says perhaps we should reconsider this whole thing from the beginning, see if this is an idea. Is it worth it to have this pizur ha-nefesh, spread out all over, all of the effort, something which is questionable from all sides and uncertain from all sides. maybe perhaps it would have been more better to invest the energy by settling more students in the buildings of the kfar that are now being emptied from those that are moving to the new village. So that way will resolve many questions at one. At once. And the Rebbe says, in addition, the supervision and the eating and drinking is going to be much easier, not to have to worry. And the Rebbe says, perhaps even getting support from the offices, from the proper places, will be easier that way, because they already give support in the kfar for similar institutions. So, and there is many people that have a special attitude to the matters that are in Kfar Chabad, with blessings. So the Rebbe is saying that reconsidering this whole idea of Tveria, which we had in the previous letter as well, that there seems to be complications with all different, the property owners, the building owners, and the fact that it's a distance, and perhaps we should take the new students to bring them in into the old buildings that are being emptied now, and this would answer, it'll be easier in a lot of different places. And perhaps the Rebbe says it's easier because we're already getting support. Maybe that way it'll be easier to extend it for the other Moisdas. So the Rebbe is basically scrapping the idea of opening up a yeshiva in Tiberias, and the Rebbe says invest your energy in the kafara.